everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. I'm your host, Danny Cycles, and it is a wonderful August Wednesday, and our summer is coming to an end, slowly but surely. But we've had a good summer. We've had a good summer, I think. I've had a good summer.
It's been fantastic.
I just wish it was... I feel like it was adventurous. I just wish it was more adventurous, but that costs more money.
Like, adventurous how?
Well, like, to go visit, like, another state or, like, go on a road trip to, like, I don't know, somewhere random.
Okay. As long as it doesn't involve getting chased by people, I think I'm down for that. Let's plan for a more adventurous summer next summer.
I wasn't planning to get chased by anybody.
Okay, adventurous summer number two is going to happen. Or we could have an adventurous winter.
Ooh.
You know, we could be snowbirds for a little bit. You know?
Okay, what does the term snowbird mean?
So snowbird means it's somebody who lives like up north where it gets cold, and then when it snows, they move to like Florida or like Texas or some shit for the winter months, but they come back. So you could always do something like that.
That sounds so expensive.
It sounds it, but somehow all these people do it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, and I had only seen a lot of white people who I know were really old be able to do it. But recently I've seen a lot of black people and just people of color who could do it. I'm like, this sounds like it's not too hard. What do you do?
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. Maybe get yourself like a nice cozy place for like 3 months during the winter and then just enjoy it.
Interesting. So how are you? What's new?
I'm good. Today, I am just going to be a cantaloupe. That's going to be who I am today, a talking cantaloupe.
Okay.
I have been fantastic. I have enjoyed summer so much. I have. But I always am excited for summer to be over because then it's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, ooh, I'm about to be old as shit and I'm going to go do something good. I'm turning 33 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a thing.
So, repeating number.
Repeating number. So I'm going to play 33 in the lottery every day next year. I'm going to do like some number in 33 and we're just going to see what happens. But aside from that, you know, a little razzle dazzle doing the same thing.
Nice. So I don't have any big updates, nothing new since the last episode. What about you?
Biggest update that I have is that the booster shots have been FDA approved.
Oh, yes.
For Pfizer and just Pfizer right now.
Now, I believe, and I'm not sure, I might be mistaken, is it only for immunocompromised people that it was approved?
From what I've seen, they've only talked about immunocompromised people. They haven't said anybody in the general population who can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I know I qualify, but I don't know who else will qualify, honestly.
Right.
So I would just say reach out to your health professional. I messaged my doctor, and she was just like, hey, yeah, because you have HIV, you would qualify. But I have to wait until September 20th, I think was the date.
Okay.
So on that day, I'm going to go get my booster.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Fun. I love getting shots.
Me too.
Well, some shots. Some are painful.
Some are very painful, but... I feel like I want to get as many shots as I can before I die, because maybe I'll mutate like a Resident Evil person. So just inject me with everything. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Sounds dangerous.
You know, see, this is my thing. I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to get the COVID vaccine when it's available. And then I was one of the first people that I could try to beat to get in line for it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I do drugs that come from people who have to transport it sometimes inside their body or in trucks full of fecal matter. So what am I really missing out on here?
Like, yeah, if you've tried something not prescribed, you might as well take a shot or not an alcohol shot, an immunization. It's safer.
If you've eaten a hot dog from 7-Eleven or any corner store food, I don't care what corner store it is. It is a corner store. Go get the vaccine. Just get the vaccine. It's a lot safer than what you're putting in your body.
So, okay. I'm going to leave it at that. Because I just had a vision of someone injecting a hot dog.
Ooh.
That's gross.
It kind of sounds like it might be a little tasty. Like, you get like an IV of hot dogs, so you get this nice salty kick every so often.
No. No, I object.
It could be good, I'm just saying. But if you are not vaccinated, it's your choice. Do whatever you want. Just protect yourself. Because I did get enlightened on something. I have only had the image in my head of the anti-vaxxer as the term anti-vaxxer, how we sort of associate it with Trump supporters, people who don't have much sense from what it appears to be, very aggressive attacking people. That's a very small portion. The people that I have met that do not want the vaccine, are still quarantining at home, still wearing a mask, still taking precautions to keep them and their family safe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that needs to be projected more in the media, because not everybody who doesn't want the vaccine is going to tell you about your freedoms and liberties being taken along with the guns and the Jews starting global warming. It's not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I think just be smart and do your actual research, look up reliable sources, not your Facebook friend from high school who failed science and is now talking about the 5G in the vaccine.
This guy who I follow from high school, I watched him literally drink a bottle of Elmer's glue, and he is now on the internet trying to tell people why not to get vaccinated. And I'm like, I know your past. You should not be telling anybody to not put something in their body.
Mm-hmm.
But.
poor boy's all glued up inside.
Stuck together in one place. Yeah, it's just, I can't imagine drinking glue.
There's kids out there that do it.
That is true. The paste-eating kids, I remember them too. Funds of arts and crafts. It's okay.
Pooping glitter and glue.
See, I would poop glitter. If I could take a pill and have glitter poop, I would do it. I mean, I don't look at my own poop in the toilet. I just find it to be disgusting. But I might actually turn around and take a Or if I have to give a stool sample. Oh my god, that would be awesome.
That sounds like that would create little cuts.
I bet you it'd be incredibly painful. It'd be like shitting sandpaper. I'm not here for that. But for the shock factor, you know somebody out there will do it.
I'm sure someone will. Or has.
Somebody most likely has. Yeah. I don't want to know. Please don't send it to us. No. I just don't want to see it.
All right. So this week we're getting into a really interesting topic. And this week we're focusing on the fetish of, or is it a kink? I'm not 100%. I think it's a fetish.
I think
it's a size fetish.
Yeah.
But when you have either an attraction to a particular body size, or when comparison in body sizes arouses you. And I actually kind of find that a little sexy. Like someone very big and someone very small. Like physically.
Very sexy.
Yeah, there's something about it. I don't know. But okay, so tell us a little bit of what you know regarding this topic.
What I know regarding this topic is that it can include size when it comes to height, weight, width, and even size of body parts in comparison to yours, which I think is very sexy, because some of the best sex I've ever had, as far as me being into it and wanting the sex, is with men who are like 6'6 and above, and I'm like 5'6.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the sexiest thing in the world to see a man who's a whole foot tall. It's like, damn, pussy just wet.
What do you think it is about the size difference? Or, okay, is it the size difference, or is it the size?
It's the size difference.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the size difference. Especially like guys with really big hands. Like, I just feel like you can manhandle me in ways that I can't even touch my own body. And something about that just, oh, it turns me on.
Yeah.
And then sucking dick of somebody over 6 feet when you're my height is so much fun because you can sit on the edge of the bed and do it.
So, okay, so from, let's take it back. So this category of like fetish is called, or size comparison, fetish for size comparison is called macrophilia, right? So macro means big. And have you ever seen the website funsizeboys.com?
Yes, you sent it to me and I went gallivanting.
Yeah, so they're, that's their specialty is that they get like petite, tiny little twinks and like these like huge, tall or like muscly or beefy or heavy guys as the top. And they just kind of like throw them around and like manhandle them. And that's honestly like, I'm 5'10", and I'm also, like, rather heavy, but, like, the idea of someone overpowering me physically because of their size, I think, I find that arousing.
Oh, yeah.
I also do find big hands very arousing because, like, so I'm thinking two things. I'm thinking, like, fisting and choking and then just, like, spanking.
Oh, yes!
Or three things, I guess.
I'm with you. It's definitely spanking. Guys with big hands can spank well. It's beautiful. Like, you will leave with marks on your ass. Just like for a tap.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever been the bigger partner having sex?
Never. Mm-hmm. In all of my sexual experiences, we've either been the same size or my partner is bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I am just attracted to people who are much bigger than me.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have an attraction to, like, very petite men, too. Not so much like necessarily like skinny, like if they're skinny, it's fine, but it's more like about having a small like structure.
Yeah.
Right. Cause then I find it, cause first of all, boys that little, they're so flexible and then they're easy to throw around.
I can just see you just tossing somebody around. Okay. I like the fact that I can't move my partners. The fact that I can't move you even if I try, oh, it is so sexy. I want you to be a brick fucking wall. So, I get it.
Okay. Mm. Interesting, interesting. Now, are there any other body parts that attract you size-wise? Obviously, I'm a size queen.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know what, but, like, I would consider having, like, a fetish for big dicks. Mm-hmm. Like, because I enjoy dicks in general, but then there's something about big dicks. It's not even about, like, oh, bigger dicks are better. Mm-hmm. It's just I find them so much more, like, attractive. Like, they're prettier. I just like ogling at them.
I agree. I think they're prettier. I think they are just so much fun to play with. Like, not even, like, fucking or, like, oral or anything like that, just like slapping,
like grabbing, yeah,
yeah, like grabbing it, slapping it around. It's like huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got like a good forearm between your legs, call me. I will just love to just play with it. Now, are there any other body parts that you like size wise to be big or small?
So, I don't know if this count in that category because it's not so much about size, but I do like a belly on a guy. I think that's just more regarding like a body type,
mm-hmm.
not so much body size, because it's not like a bigger belly is more attractive than like a small beer belly. Like, to me, it's just like I just like having some kind of belly.
Okay.
I think it's very attractive. So I don't know if it's a size thing for me when it comes to that. Like it is for like hands or like a dick.
Surprisingly for me, it's feet, but I don't want to see your feet. It's just that socks look better on bigger feet. They just do. So I'm like, oh, you know, here's some socks for you to try on. Which there's these sex socks that are out, bitch. They're called clap cleats. Oh my god. Discussion for another time. So they're socks made for sex.
Interesting. Yes. Clap cleats.
Clap cleats.
Gotta check them out.
Now, on so the opposite end of the spectrum, because I like everybody to be bigger than me. You like guys that are bigger and smaller sometimes. Mm-hmm. Is there something that you feel is, I would say, more gratifying in your sessions or experience with people of different sizes? Like, can you name, like, something from somebody who's bigger, something from somebody who's smaller?
Not necessarily. I feel like, repeat the question.
So, like, is there something you enjoy from guys who are bigger than you specifically and guys who are smaller?
So for me, because like power play is such a big thing, the size difference becomes like a power struggle. Okay. So if I'm bottoming, I prefer to be more submissive. So I prefer a larger guy, but if I'm topping, I prefer a smaller guy usually because I get to be that more like aggressive, dominant type person.
Okay.
So I correlate a lot of like my interest in size to my interest in like strength. And there's something about strength that's very attractive too. Like, and then we can get into this later, but like, you know, there's those short, like muscle guys, and then that's its own category, or like a short bear that's like, you know, like they're bigger, but like it's a whole other concept type of thing. How do you feel about that?
So I have seen like porn where it's a short muscle guy like topping this 7'4" bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, this is so interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know that puzzle game from Mario Party where you have to line everything so the puzzles fit just right?
Mm-hmm.
I like watching the size differential when you're trying to figure out how to have sex. Because even like on the website you sent me, the Fun Size website.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to figure out the mechanics of how are the parts going to match up here because our sizes are so different.
Yeah.
And watching that makes sex feel way more normal when you're watching porn, mm-hmm. at least to me, because you're still having those awkward stumbles and trying to figure out what feels good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the positioning is going to be a little different. The angles are going to be a little different. So yeah, I can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it seem natural too. Like, the fact that, like, there is stumbling.
Yes. I like that natural feel. Like, I think about partners that I've had. The partners who are the same height as me, it's not that the sex wasn't as good, but there were angles that they could not do.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get to. There were spots you can't reach. With guys who are taller than me or bigger than me, especially, like, man, I love men who are, like, bigger than me, like, all around. My gosh, because I feel like I cannot, like, refuse. I can't. But I've noticed, especially guys who are taller than me and have more muscle structure or have that more strength than I do, can definitely get me to a point sexually that other men can't.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Like, okay, so I also think of the idea of, like, chub chasing, which is when someone who is not considered a chub or a bear or like bigger is attracted to someone who is bigger or a bear or a chub or however they call themselves. And typically there is, so a lot of times if you kind of find porn that's specifically like, it'll be like, chaser fucks chub type of thing. And it's like a small guy and a big guy or vice versa. Either one can be the top or the bottom. I find that very attractive too. Like I've had like a smaller guy top me, and it's not overpowering in that sense, but like there's something like hot about the idea of like this boy could get lost in my ass. There's something so hot about that where I'm like, I can literally swallow you up.
You look back like, oh shit, he fell in.
Literally. So I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm only topping or only bottoming. Like, it really depends on the person and like the dynamic and what they like and what you like, but like there's something about like seeing a smaller guy like physically like shorter or skinnier, topping someone who is bigger than them, or being topped by someone who is bigger than them and being overpowered. So yeah, I think that warrants bringing up. Or like, this is a very common joke, but Eureka said it most recently on Drag Race, is like, what is this term, chubby chaser? Like, I'm not running anywhere.
This is so true.
Literally, it's like, you don't gotta chase me, I'm right here.
Right. We're not running. We aren't gonna run anywhere. I will lay right down for you.
Mm-hmm. So, I think this is, I want to get into the idea of like fetishizing size.
Okay.
And I think you have to be careful when you have a fetish for a body type or a body size, because you want to fetishize that. You don't want to fetishize the person necessarily.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless they're into being fetishized, but like typically when you fetishize a person as opposed to an action or a thing or a body part, when you fetishize like the whole person, you kind of remove their humanity.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like this idea of like, oh, like I want to fuck a big boy, like, and I don't care who it is. It's like, as long as they're just a big one, I'm just attracted to their bigness. It's like, well, like, as like a big boy, I also want to be liked, like, I also want you to find me attractive. I don't want to just be like a fat boy you're fucking. Like, I want to be a fat boy you're fucking.
You don't want to be a BBC.
Yeah, exactly. And that's mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, you don't want to be a BBC. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, and for people that don't know, BBC is big black cock, right? Like, when you're just looking for a big black cock, it's like you don't care about the person.
Yeah.
They're just a dick. They're just a dick, and they're just a black dick.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all they are, right? So it's like the same concept mm-hmm. of like when you have a fetish, you need to understand that you are fetishizing not the person, but an aspect or an action or an item.
Right.
So I think that's very important, because you could really put someone down by not meaning to, someone that you're attracted to, mm-hmm. like you could put them down by like again, Eureka mentions this in the recent All-Star 6. She's like, oh, I don't want you to be like, oh yeah, you disgusting fat pig. Like, some people might be into that, but like, that's different than being like, oh, like you have a beautiful big body.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a different approach of like, oh, you're like a disgusting, like gross, like I want to fuck you. It's like, it comes from a different place.
Mm-hmm. It comes from a place where you completely discard the other person's feelings. Now, if they are into that, that's what y'all talked about. Those are your limits and boundaries. That is one completely different scenario. But when you do that, you, like you said, you remove that person's humanity, and they're now just an object to get you where you want to get, as opposed to the person that you want to spend time with.
Right.
Which really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like that.
Yeah. So definitely be careful. You know, like, I'm attracted to like larger people, like physically. I'm also attracted to, like I said, smaller people, but I also don't go out of my way to like, oh, you're not a, like, I'll rule you out because you're not a tall guy, right, or a petite guy.
Right.
Like, and that's the type of thing where it's like, where the same thing we hear about race, like, oh, it's just a preference, kind of just becomes like, oh, is it really a preference, or is it kind of like,
is this very specific?
Yeah.
Like, a preference is, okay, I'm not going to do chicken tonight, but chicken is still an option.
Mm-hmm.
This is like when people just immediately rule someone out, it's like, okay, no, this is different. This is actually discriminatory in a way.
Yeah.
So let's figure that out.
Yeah, and it's not saying that you have to be attracted to everyone, but the same way as like, well, I'm not going to date anyone who is Latino. And it's like, well, now you're ruling people out categorically, as opposed to like, oh no, I'm not attracted to him, he just happens to be Latino.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a very different thing where it's like, oh, I won't date anyone who is not fit is different than, oh, like, I don't find your particular body attractive, but that doesn't mean I can't find someone who, like, and fit's also such, like,
yeah,
a broad term. Like, you, there are many men who are considered bears or jocks or that are considered technically, like, not fit because they have a belly. And it's like, but dude, they're so brolic too.
Right.
It's like, they're pretty fit.
Fit is different for everybody.
Yeah.
It is so different for everybody.
Yeah.
I was
what I, the only thing I know is that anyone who is looking for someone fit particularly is typically not someone, well, obviously I'm not fit, but it's also just like, I've experienced that their personality is very like closed-minded. Like, oh, like, my friends need to be fit, and like
their personality is very unfit.
Yes,
they have an unfit personality where you're like, the fuck is wrong with you? I get it. Like, I've experienced where I wanted to identify with a specific community. People like, you don't fit this community. I'm like, well, what the fuck do I fit in? Because I wanted to be an otter. I want to be a chub. I want to be a cub. But I don't fit in with specific people when I try to talk to those people.
Yeah.
And say, oh, this is what I'm into.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing for me in those spaces.
Yeah, like, I hate this whole tribe concept. And we did a whole episode on tribes. It's nice to have a tribe because it's kind of like, oh, this is where I fit in. Mm-hmm. But then it becomes the whole, like, oh, it's a box thing.
Right.
And that's not the point of tribes. It's, right. It's supposed to be to find people like you, not to be like, oh, all of you are the same.
Right. I want to just be myself. I want you to want me. I want to want you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now, I'm thinking about this scenario that you just placed about somebody getting lost inside of you. I want to find somebody to get lost inside of you. I just never had any luck with guys shorter than me. So, I know you're out there. Just hit on me. Please.
There's something about just wait. Just wait till one day you're gonna be like, is he still back there? Not because you don't feel it, but it's just because it's like, damn, this boy is so small.
Like, I'm so used to men like arching over me, mm-hmm. and like, oh, they can look down at me while they fuck me from behind.
Yeah,
so somebody who can't do that, I feel like that would be amazing, but very fun to try out.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I've had a smaller guy eat my ass. Mm-hmm. What I haven't done, which I'm intrigued and kind of want to do, is when you do, like, face-sitting on someone smaller than you.
Oh.
It's, like, some people love being crushed by, like, I like being crushed by someone bigger than me.
Me too.
Not necessarily by, someone's ass in my face, but, like, physically, I like feeling, like, the feeling of being crushed. But, like, some people like just having their face sat on and then just, like, go to town. I really want to do that to someone. Ooh. Like, to someone very small.
Now, I've sat on a guy's face before, but nobody's smaller than me.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Because I love being crushed. I love when a guy lays his whole body weight just on me. Something about, even when we're not having sex, just in general is hot.
Yes.
So.
All right. So let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. We have a lot more to talk about. We have to talk about gaining and feederism and bodybuilding. So there's still so much stuff to talk about regarding size differentials. So we'll be right back. Enjoy your commercial break. And if you want to send us money, send us money.
Yes, send us money.
Just send us money.
Yes.
Okay. Bye. And welcome back from our short commercial break. So, Cantaloupe, what are you thinking? So we talked about size differences. We talked about fetishizing people. We talked about power play. What else do we want to get into regarding size?
Let's talk about increasing and or decreasing your partner's size.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be weight wise. That can also be, I guess, individual body part wise as well. I'm just thinking about it now in my head, like using pumps, like nipple pumps, penis pumps, butt pumps, which I didn't know there was one, and there is.
Yeah.
To make size differences. And first I want to talk about feeding. Let's talk about feeding, because I would love for somebody to feed the shit out of me. Like, pay all my bills, feed me, and just let me lay back all day. I will do it. What do you know about feeding, increasing somebody's size, or have you seen or experienced it?
So I have not experienced it. Feederism goes together with gaining. Basically, the feeder is the person who feeds, literally feeds, the other partner. And the other partner is typically the gainer, who is gaining weight. Not to say that this only happens, like you said, on the gaining size aspect, because there's a lot of, like, dom-sub relationships where, like, the dom makes their sub work out and, like, stay, like, physically, like, skinny or fit or whatever they're asking for. But, yeah, I guess it's, from my understanding, it's a fetish for the increase in size. And that's its own community from what I've seen online. I'm not big on food and sex. I don't know. I personally don't see the attraction towards feederism, but I have been with someone in the past who I knew was interested in that. We just never got around to talking about it or doing anything. But what do you know?
From what I know and things that I've seen, so as far as, like, gaining and feederism, I've seen, like, videos that include people gorging on food or their partner helping them gorge on food. Almost like a mukbang, but there's banging in it, which I could never get to that point for myself because I would feel so uncomfortable to have a full stomach and then having sex after that. I just feel like I would not feel good doing that. But I have seen it, and the actions of it can be pretty, I would say, hot or tantalizing to even just look at. Like, it just depends on what the scenarios are in my head that I've seen. So I've seen some videos where the focus just to just eat food.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is, just cram the food in, and your partner is going to be gaining from eating that food in the long run. And then I've seen where it's like someone's partner makes some exorbitant meal that's massive in size, but it's specifically like crab legs because they love crab legs and they want you to hear the crunch of the crab legs while their partner's eating it in a very seductive manner because that's turning them on behind the camera. And that is a whole other beast where I'm like, oh, this looks like kind of fun.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never, like I said, it's never called to me and it's not ever something I've watched. I have encountered a lot of gainers on social media, on Twitter specifically, and a lot of them have their before and after pictures, and many of them, I'm not going to say most because but many of the ones I've seen started off as like very skinny, like tiny little twinks who have purposely gained a lot of weight through by choice, like I said, and they've gone through a whole transformation and they're much happier in that body. So I think that's so interesting, like the way different people are comfortable in like different bodies.
Yeah.
Or their own body, but like different ways, I guess.
One of the things, I'll take myself for example, I was always like, oh, I just want to stay the same size forever. I don't want to get bigger. I was never really skinny, but I was never really thick. And now that I've like put on weight, I love my body so much more. I don't know what it is. It's just I find myself to be more attractive. And I don't know if it could be considered gaining because the point wasn't to gain the weight purposely for myself. It just happened naturally and I've just fallen in love with it. But I do and have seen people, like you said, who have gone from one very slim or slender body type to a heavier set body type. And they're like, this is what I wanted. This is why I did it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's, I would love to sit down and like talk to someone about like what the, I've talked to one person who kind of mentioned that they were interested in it. But I would really like to sit down and have like an in-depth conversation about like what is it that they like and how they do it. Because like I said, I haven't really watched a lot of videos regarding this particular topic. I just know it exists. I also know there's a social media out there on Grokio. Grokio is this app that has different communities within it. One of them is Grommr, which is specifically for feeders and chasers, and feeders and gainers, and for that community specifically, to, you know, basically go out, be friends, hook up. I don't know, like, just same thing. That's there's awesome. A pup one. There's a chub one. There's I think an ABDL one. I'm not sure. But yeah,
Grokio
is the app. The community is called Grommr.
Okay, Grokio and Grommr. I'm gonna have to check this out. I didn't even know about that, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. I want to explore more as we go through this, because this is a topic that I love. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how integral, is that the word? That, like, size is when it comes to sex for me. Mm-hmm. It's not the factor of all factors, but it does change the way it has sex depending on whatever size the person is.
Yeah. Yeah, and one thing that I have noticed has been going on more, or at least I've been encountering it more, is, like, body positive, like, groups on social media or, like, pages or accounts. And just, like, more, like, fat people being more, like, self-confident. And even using the term fat, where, like, we're so used to, like, fat being a bad word.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it doesn't have to be. It could just be, like, a descriptive term, yeah, just like skinny. Like, it's the opposite of skinny, and it doesn't have to be like,
it doesn't have to be
like
bad.
Yeah, like, you know. And I've learned that, like, for example, once upon a time I would never call myself fat. Now I'm like, yeah, like, I'm a fat boy, I'm a big boy, I don't care. Like, it is what it is.
Right. It's not a bad thing to be fat. I say it to myself too. I'm fat bitch and I don't care. Mm-hmm. I love it and I enjoy it. I can be skinny. Love it, enjoy it. It doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a term that I'm happy I'm seeing a change into it, to a positive thing. Like, I posted a picture of me shirtless on social media. I would never have done that before.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, everybody will say I'm fat. And I was like, no, bitch, I like how I look.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, definitely. So, that's as much as I know about gaining and feeding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's, like, routines. I don't know if there's, like, particular foods that, like, people gravitate towards, or if it's a particular specific thing. I'm not very educated on that particular aspect.
I know, and for my childhood, we were forced to watch TLC, but TLC has given me great content now that I'm older. There's tribes in Africa that practice gaining for specific men, and pretty much all the men can participate in the tribe, and I forgot the damn tribe's name.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mean disrespectfully by saying I forgot your damn name, but I forgot your name. Mm-hmm. But in this tribe, what would actually happen? The men of the tribe would gorge themselves on tons of milk in, like, heavy gaining weight foods.
Yeah.
And they would do it for, I think it was like 2 or 3 months straight. Some of them would do it so much that they would actually die from overeating. But wow. The goal was to put on the most weight that you could, because once you did, you were the most desirable male for everybody to sleep with. And it was so interesting to watch this as a kid. I was like 8 years old when I saw this.
Interesting, yeah.
And it was like, damn, so this is what people do?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, in history, historically, being fat used to be an indicator of wealth, because mm-hmm. it meant you could afford food.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. Like, if you were skinny, like, oh, you don't got a job, girl.
I'm going to tell you, being a feeder has to be expensive. Like, that's a shitload of money.
Yeah, I already spend a lot of money on Grubhub. Can you imagine? Ooh, that's a struggle.
Oh, I can only imagine. But I would find it sexy that my partner was like, I ordered you a whole lobster dinner for Red Lobster. Here you go. Oh, thank you. I'll eat it. I would. But it was a determiner of wealth. People
yeah.
would get big just to be big.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, okay, so now we've been talking about gaining, which is eating for the purpose of just gaining weight, but more so when you're gaining weight, you're gaining fat,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, when we look at the other aspect of it, like bodybuilding, and when people are bulking, they're doing the same thing. They're eating fucking very particular things. They're eating with the intent of gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
However, the way they're doing it, they're combining it with exercise, but they want to gain weight in muscle as opposed to in fat.
Yes. If you want an example, go to Dwayne Johnson or The Rock's Instagram page. He'll give you clear examples of bulking. Not in a bad way, just his exercise and routine includes bulking up at some times, and you'll see he'll eat like 600 pancakes, like 45 eggs, like massive amounts of food. Mm-hmm. But then he'll go work out for 6 hours straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that exists on that aspect too. And I mean, I love me like a big guy, like a fat guy, but I also love me like a muscle guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not so much about like cut muscles, like lean muscle. I'm more attracted to like when someone's beefy.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, where it's like fat slash muscle.
What is it?
Where husky. Husky. Where you look more like, you look more like a bear than a jock, but you're just as fit. I find that attractive. Not saying I don't find like slim, fit people attractive too. It's just it's different. I'm more attracted to beefy or larger, fatter, chubbier than I am like to muscly.
Beefy men definitely catch my eye a lot more because I do like that build and that body type.
Yeah.
I feel like that build and body type, clothes fit you so amazingly well.
Mm-hmm.
Just look good to me. Mm-hmm. It's like just one of those things I'm like, oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting when we compare like gaining to bulking. Because they have the same goal, but they're approaching it completely differently. Mm-hmm. And they have the same goal to gain weight, but in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I find kind of cool about that.
I really do find it really cool to see and watch. I mean, to see the differences. And then I go back to, because I love history and those things of seeing people wanting to make themselves bigger or specific body parts bigger for some kind of sexual or more aesthetically pleasing aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because then I think about the side of like, I don't even know if this is going to be the real term, slimming or like making yourself smaller. Like I think like corsetters, people who like try to have the tiniest waist possible, or even going back into like ancient history in like China.
Binding feet.
Yes, binding feet in China. It was like, oh, smaller feet were very appealing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, and I think the difference between what we spoke about in the beginning part of the episode, where it's like you have more of attraction to the comparison, the size difference, whereas in gaining and bulking and feeding, I think it's more about the transformation, and you're more attracted to the transformation. And that's its whole category. So many people are attracted to transformations, whether it be like from human to pup or from dom to sub or twink to bear, like the transformation aspect of it. That's, we could do a whole other episode on that. But like here particularly, like we see that people are transforming from a smaller size to a bigger size. And it's, I guess, when I look at both of what we talked about earlier and what we're talking about now, I'm more on the side of what we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so much about like watching people transform.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's been like, for example, or there could be relationships between like a dom and a sub, and he's making you bulk up, and he's making you work out. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing. You're growing for their pleasure.
Right.
And your pleasure, potentially.
I like that, growing for their pleasure. That's a good term for just about body. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, like, I like to... I follow this account on Instagram called, I believe it's Space Pup Silver.
Mm-hmm.
They do art, and they do a lot of, like, kink-related art, and they do a lot of, like, the transformation-type art. But they'll also go through... they've also done some things where, for example, it was like someone who was skinny and that they do a picture, this is a transformation, they're bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's like people are attracted to that size change.
Yeah. There's one person that I do follow on social, Twitter and Instagram, I know for sure. I don't know about Facebook, but his IG is Carlton Vibes. And he has older photos of him where he started his journey into discovering what he wanted sexually. And he was a lot smaller. And now he's grown into, oh my God, fucking hot. I'm just going to use it to describe him. Otter bear cub. Because he's like in this transitional phase, which I don't even know what his end goal is. Either way, I've just been so engrossed watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's also this huge body positivity thing where I'm like, you're giving me confidence by just being confident in yourself. And it's like, damn, this is sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Now, do you find yourself attracted to the transformation? Or what about it calls to you?
I feel like the transformation doesn't give me an attraction, but it definitely makes me interested. The
more like
goal,
inspiring.
Like, it was like inspiring to see the transformation, but honestly, I just love the specific moment in time where you're no longer looking at where you started at. It's just like, I'm here and I enjoy who I am.
Yeah.
And that body positivity moment, that's the attractiveness to me.
Okay. Yeah, and I think, like we mentioned earlier, I think body positivity is a big part of this movement, body positivity has been something that's been discussed in the cis world for women,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't ever talk about it for men. Yeah. We never, or as a community, the queer community is not very inclusive
yeah.
of like body differences. And actually, no, I shouldn't say that. The queer community is, the gay community isn't. And I think there's a difference.
I co-sign that 100%.
Yeah. The queer community as a whole is more accepting, more open to the discussions and like challenging themselves. The gay community is a subset of that, and that's where you find more of the negativity
yeah.
regarding size, where people are like, well, like you're promoting like someone's being unhealthy, and it's like, well, I think that's something that you can't say for someone that they're healthy or unhealthy unless you're their doctor,
right?
Or you're them,
right?
This, you know what I mean? Clearly. You don't know, like, okay, maybe someone could be much heavier than me and have no health problems, mm-hmm. right? Or someone could be smaller than me and be diabetic,
mm-hmm.
and you can't just pin it down to like, yes, there's going to be more risk with increased weight and obesity and things like that. But there's also different reasons why people are different sizes.
Right.
And that's something that gets forgotten in the conversation where it's like, oh, well, like, you just need to exercise more. It's like, well, no, people have like medical conditions or gland conditions or just whatever situation that where they can't necessarily lose the weight.
Right. There's specific things. There's non-specific things. It could just be, this is who they are.
Yeah.
And I hate, and I agree with you, the gay community is the part where I'm like, oh my God, I hate being gay some days,
mm-hmm.
most days. I hate, yeah, almost all days when I have to associate with that side of the community where it's like, the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
How are
and
we discriminating when we were discriminated against?
Yeah. And, you know, the same could be said for the other extreme where it's like, okay, maybe you're exercising every day for 6 hours a day and you're eating, you know, whatever you want, etc. And maybe you're physically healthy, but maybe like mentally that's taking a toll on you. So like maybe focus on, are you healthy?
Right.
Instead of being like, well, you're letting other people be unhealthy. It's like, well, I'm letting them make their own choice. And I think that's the difference.
You're letting them make their own choice and do what they do for their own life. Because it's so easy to be like, this is what it is to be healthy. But that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
We've thought that forever. And one of the things that I just have to say I hate when it comes to the gay community, I feel like our mentality, or not our, the mentality of the groups of people who bring along these stereotypes, they're still stuck in the 1950s when it was illegal to be fucking gay
yeah.
at some point. And I'm just like, what is wrong with y'all? We have traversed through so much just to get to this point. Us saying that you're wrong or unhealthy or bad for being a specific way, it's terrible. Just let somebody enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with me saying, hey, bitch, I'm fat and I am happy about it?
Yeah.
How is that offending you?
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. But, yeah, I think I'm happy to see where we are in body positivity. Which reminds me, I was just featured on the Speedo Movement on Instagram. So check it out if you don't follow them. They are a Instagram page that posts just, it's a men's body positive account. And they specifically focus on people wearing Speedos, because Speedos is something that, like, we've always known. We're like, oh, why are you wearing Speedos? Like, that's inappropriate, mm-hmm. like, type of thing. And it's like, well, like, let men just wear Speedos. Why can't they wear Speedos? Like, why do you have to be like, that's gay, or that's not manly, or that's too exposing? And it's like, is it? How is it different than, like, a woman's bathing suit?
I've never understood, as a man, why do my thighs have to be hot and wet?
Yes.
Like, why? Can't I just come out here in my pair of Speedos and be real cute?
Right.
Like, how does it make me gay for wearing a Speedo? I want to know that.
So definitely check out that page, because they not only are encouraging, you know, men to use Speedos, but they're encouraging men of all body sizes mm-hmm. and all body shapes. Whoever, if you want to wear a Speedo, just wear one.
Right.
Right, and like, that's how you're in the club. That's how you join the club. You yeah. don't need to do anything else. Just put one on.
I'm gonna get myself a Speedo and pose.
Yeah,
I don't all these Speedos because I like a cute little short. Like, I love my ass cheek to just hang out the bottom of the short.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get a little Speedo because there's some cute ones out there that I see. So ooh.
Nice. All right. Any parting words for our friends who are listening?
Parting words. If you like climbing trees, get a tall person. That is not words to live by. Honestly, explore your partners. Explore the things that you like that are different. And if you have something you want to share that has to do with size, I want to hear about it. Because I'd like to know what different size things people like. Is there anybody out there who likes big eyes? I love big eyes. I feel like a guy with big eyes is very expressive, and I find it to be incredibly attractive.
Hmm. But interesting. I am attracted to some extent, bigger lips.
Mm-hmm.
I am super attracted to big thighs. Like, thick thighs, like, muscle, like, chubby, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, good thick thighs.
Yes!
But, yeah, I would recommend that you take a second, because like you mentioned, a lot of people don't think about like size and what extent that plays in their interest.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you might find that you're interested in something particular. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to encourage people who consider themselves chasers to not be ashamed, because I think that's a big stigma too.
Oh yeah.
That like, oh, like, you can't tell people that you're attracted to bigger people mm-hmm. because then they're going to think there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this one roommate I had in college who he had gone out with a couple of girls, and we noticed they were all bigger girls, and we're like, hey buddy, like, are you a chubby chaser? He was like, yeah. And I was like, work. I was like, I love that he just owned up to that.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, fuck what everyone says.
Yes. One of the things I fucking learned this year, I don't give a fuck what I look like. Somebody out here want to fuck me.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I'm going to look however I look, and I'm still going to get some dick.
Literally. Someone out there is going to fuck you. Trust me.
Yes.
All right, we're out of here.
Bye.